Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this chilly morning, or evening, from the beautiful studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Hello, Farmer.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning to everybody out there in our wonderful radio listening group that we have.
Something like that.
Welcome to another edition of the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. And hopefully we have a good show planned for you today.
I think so. I think we do. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. This is our 294th show.
Wow, six to go.
In this environment. So,
In this show.
In this version of the show, let's put it that way. Yeah. I'm going to be starting off with Andy Irvin, a little Damian Dempsey, the Pogues, who are playing with the Dubliners today, as well as Garrick Warfield and the Sons of Erin. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to do some of the songs I didn't get to last week. So, Christy Moore, some Flogging Mollies, and some Dire Straits today.
Very good. So we're starting off today's show with Andy Irvin playing Alan McLean.
I'll write with my pen the trials and misfortunes of Alan McLean. I was born in the Olton, a minister's son, brought up with good learning till my school days were done. Well, I went to the college, a scholar to be, but the wedding at Westfield, it quite ruined me. John Allan MacGregor, MacDermot and me, we went to the wedding, bonny lasses to see. We danced and we drank, and we took great delight, till bonny Sally Allen came into my sight. Oh, Sally, dear Sally, will you sit down by me and tell me the news from your north country? Oh, Sally, dear Sally, will you take a dram? Oh, yes, Bonnie Allen, if it comes from your hand. We went to the broom in the middle of the night. We had neither coal nor candle, but the moon gave us light. But her father next morning to the college he came. He was all in a passion at Alan McLean. If it's true, says the regent, and I think it's no lie, this day from Olton College young Alan must fly. Today is the recreation, and tomorrow's the ball, and we'll banish young Alan from the Olton College Hall. She was a rich man's daughter, and I but a poor man's son, and one word from her father, and my college days were done. A minister, and he preaches at Tain, and my mother died in the Highlands, and I dare not go home. But there's Charlotte the Royal, Life's ready for sea, and she takes goods and passengers, and maybe she'll take me. I intended for a minister, but now that will not do, and it's now as a doctor that my life I must pursue. And it's I'm bound for London, a doctor to be, and then to Jamaica, strange countries to see. And if ever I return again, as I hope I will, we will have a merry meeting by the Alton College wall. And if ever I return again, as I surely will, I will marry Sally Allen in spite of them all.
My river, you're 106, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a nap. You know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million piles of old nanny ghost tiles and a whole of the Irish Rover.
There was Elf Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for the set. He was tooting with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance, but he took up his stance, and he sailed in the aisle.
Wasn't that fun?
That was a good set.
The Dubliners, unmistakably. And they were playing with the Pogues on the version, that version of the Irish Rover. Very cheerful version of it, I must say. And before that, we heard one of Ireland's up-and-coming stars from his album Soul Son. He was in the Irish band One, Damien Dempsey.
Yep.
And the name of the tune he sang was Pretty Bird Tree.
Pretty Bird Tree.
Mm. And the first up on that set was Andy Irvin with the tune Alan McLean. We like Andy Irvin on this show. He's a good man.
He's good.
And it's a traditional album that he has put out. He put about, I want to say, 7 years ago. And we'll listen to several songs from that album in the next few weeks. What do we got from you, Farmer?
We're going to kick this set off with Christy Moore.
Excellent.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland's isle did fly. I stepped on board of a vision, and I followed where the wind. and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. And delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, wherein my early boyhood so often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, and I think that I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground, where all my school companions and they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, oh, we danced with right goodwill to Martin Mylan's music at the cross of Spancel Hill. It being on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters in crowds assembled there, the young, the old, the brave and the bold, they came to sport and to kill. There were curious combinations at the cross of Spancel Hill. Then they went to see me old neighbours to hear what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turned and grey. I met with the tailor quickly, he's as brave as ever still. Sure he used to mend my breeches when I lived in Spancel. Lying visit to my first and only love. She's white as any lily, she's gentle as a dove. She threw her arms all round me, said, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's Mac, the ranger's daughter. She's the pride of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I stooped and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before." And the cock, it crew in the morning, oh, it crew both loud and shrill. And I walk in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.
Thank you. It's that time of year again. We are thinking of old friends and our loved ones so far, far away. There's a candle burning bright in our window here tonight to guide you home safe on your way. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Come home to the ones you love, dear. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Your friends are here waiting. We're all celebrating a happy Irish Christmas this year. In every home across the land, folks are busy making plans, and the kids' hearts are filled with delight. Time for friends and family, presents round the Christmas tree, and the log fire burning so bright. Come home to the ones you love, dear. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Your friends are here waiting. We're all celebrating a happy Irish Christmas this year. A Christmas star is twinkling bright. Folks are traveling through the night like Joseph and Mary before. Please don't knock, just come on in. There's a welcome at the inn. Help us sing this Christmas song forevermore. Come home to the ones you love, dear. Come home to Ireland for Christmas. Your friends are here waiting. We're all celebrating a happy Irish Christmas this year. Your friends
lay close in their quarters. They were thinking, no doubt, of their dear ones at home, of their mothers, their wives, and their daughters. With the pipe in his mouth sat a dashing young blade, and the song he was lilting quite gaily. 'Twas honest Pat Murphy of Mars Brigade, and he sang of the sprig of shillelagh. It looks strange to me, brothers fighting in such a queer manner.
but I'll fight till I die if I ever be killed for America's bright starry banner. Now if it was only John Bull to the fore, well I'd rush into battle quite gaily. For the spalpeen I'd wrap with the heart and a half, with me elegant sprig of shillelagh. Jeff Davis, you thief, if I had you both here, your beautiful plans I'd be ruining. But I give you a taste of me bane, it be dad, for trying to burst up the Union. Then the Irish Brigade in the battle was seen, their blood in our cause shedding freely. With the bayonet charges they rushed on the foe, with a shout for the land of Shillelagh. Battle was over, the dead lay in heaps. Poor Pat, he lay bleeding and gory, with a hole to his head from a rifleman shot that finished his passion for glory. No more in the camp shall his laughter be heard, or his voice singing ditties so gaily. Like a hero he died for the land of the free, far away from the land of Shillelagh. Then surely Columbia can never forget, while valor and fame hold communion, how nobly the brave Irish volunteers fought in defence of the flag of the Union. And if ever old Ireland for freedom should strike, with the helping hand of her quite caring, and the stars and the stripes will be alongside the flag of the sweet land of Erin.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland, you know, like McGwitch and all that. You just heard from Derek Warfield and his Sons of Erin band. He must be retired by now, for God's sakes.
We seen him about 5 years ago in Springfield.
Was it 5 years?
Yeah. I think so.
I've seen him in Dublin since, but what the song he was singing for us is Pat Murphy of Mars Irish Brigade. Derek Warfield was fanatic about Irish songs during the American Civil War, and he's collected both Confederate and American songs, and he's recorded most of them, I must say. And first up on that set, we heard from Tony Kenny, who played in Pittsfield once.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
He might have canceled, actually. He played and he was booked. We all bought tickets, and then he got sick or something. But anyway, Come Home to Ireland for Christmas. And we wish we could.
Yes. I wish I could go.
So what did you play for us,
Farmer? I started that set out with Spencel Hill by Christy Moore. And that came off of the Magic Nights album.
Okay.
That was a good one. That whole album is really good.
Oh, and they have a live version of that, too, don't they? No?
Yeah, that was the live version.
Okay, all right. So next we're going to be hearing from the O'Neill Sisters from their album, Black is the Color, and it's a well-known tune, Will You Go, Lassie, Go.
And the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme surely find another where wild mountain thyme grows around the blue bay heather. Will you go, the seagull, and we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blue bay heather. Will you go, the seagull?
Probably wind up down in hell, where upon this altar I will hang my guilt-ridden head. But it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Yeah, it's time I'll take before I begin. Three sheets to the wind, three sheets to the wind. Rebel! Sacred Heart.
I said no ball or chain, no prison shall keep where the rebels are the Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart. Genuflect all you refugees who fled the land. Now on guilt you kneel and say a prayer for those left behind from beyond the pale to the northern sky. So you saved your shillings and your last sixpence. Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart.
Now bless me, Father, for I have sinned. But it's the same old story again and again and again. Such is the bread of an everyday life. From morning to noon to the shadowless night. I will such as the bread of an everyday life. From morning to noon to the shadowless night.
Rebels away.
so deep with the rebels at a sacred heart.
I said no ball or chain, no prison, so deep with the rebels at a sacred heart. Rebels away, don't have your heart, you'll always be. A ball or chain, no prison, so deep with the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison, so deep with the rebels at a sacred heart. I said no ball or chain, no prison, so deep with the rebels of the sacred heart.
And then bless God's dead.
Sounds like a brilliant social commentary piece that you're going to do. And if you finish out after.
Not spread out enough. Oh, it's getting better now. No way!
How was it? What did
you tell me? Move in. Move in. Christ almighty. Wow.
That's still worth up, please.
que vous pourriez supporter cette histoire?
A little French there. I'm not sure he was saying Merry Christmas. I kind of doubt it. But that was David Balfe. Actually, he's singing about a friend of his who had passed away, and his other friends thought he was mourning too much.
Ah.
So he wrote that song. The name of the CD is For Those I Love, and the name of the song is To Have You. And I started the set off with the O'Neill Sisters, Will You Go, Lassie Go. Black is the Color is the name of the CD, and you played something for us, Farmer.
I did. I played Rebels of the Sacred Heart, and that was by Flogging Molly, and that was off Drunken Lullabies. That wonderful CD that I have.
I'm glad you played it. So today, December 7th, in Irish history, Seamus Heaney accepts the Nobel Prize. On this day in 1995, Seamus Heaney accepted the Nobel Prize for Literature at a ceremony in Stockholm. Born to Catholic parents near the village of Castle Dawson in County Derry, Heaney was the first of nine children. Growing up, the gifted young poet was acutely aware of the contentious nature of identity in Northern Ireland. At the time of the award, Heaney lived in Dublin, where he had resided since 1976 between teaching appointments at the likes of Harvard, Berkeley, and Oxford. The Taoiseach John Bruton extolled the virtues of Heaney's work when he was announced as the winner. Quote, "His poetry, which has enriched and illuminated Irish life, from simple everyday events to his reflection on the divisions which have afflicted the island of Ireland, truly deserves this international recognition and acclaim," unquote. In his public lecture upon accepting the award, Heaney referenced the first Irish Nobel laureate, William Butler Yeats. Yeats was awarded the prize in 1923 at a time when Ireland was emerging from the throes of a traumatic civil war. Recalling his own childhood, Heaney described being, quote, "impelled to deplore the atrocious nature of the IRA's campaign of bombing and killing," unquote, as well as, quote, "as well as being appalled by the ruthlessness of the British Army on occasions like Bloody Sunday in Derry in 1972," unquote. However, there was an optimism to his speech, quote, "In spite of devastating and repeated acts of massacre, assassination, and extirpation, the huge acts of faith which have marked the new relations between Palestinians and Israelis, Africans and Afrikaners, and the way in which the walls have come down in Europe, an iron curtain has opened, all this inspires a hope that new possibility can still open up in Ireland as well." A very optimistic Seamus Healy there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to be hearing from Tony Kenny.
Yeah.
Messiah, they humbly laid at his feet their gifts of gold and incense
with a tear in my eye, I will say my last goodbye. For I'm going where the grass it is greener. Out of town, homeward bound, I am leaving today. For the land that I've forever dreamed of. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. O'er the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. When I first left my home, I was inclined to roam. As a boy, sure my age, it was 20, with my head full of dreams, full of hopes and full of schemes, to the land that was so full of plenty. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. O'er the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. Well, I found me a job and I tried to settle down. But my heart for my home was ever yearning. With my dreams wandered forth to the land of my birth, and the day that I would be returning. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. Oh, the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm coming home. Though I roam, sure my heart never left her. Oh, the dark rolling sea, she is calling to me. Oh, I'm coming back home to Ireland. Ireland, my Ireland, oh, I'm
shall this achieve. So be not afraid, but now rejoice, rejoice indeed, forever in his sight. For thy trust shall be in his mercy, by God's especial might.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And I hope everybody has a good week. I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was good. And all I could say is hopefully to see you next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grugget, agus me, shuggin, agus nolag McWitch.
Agus nolag McWitch.
Nolag McWitch.
Thank you.